7:44, 16 till 8 Friday morning around these parts. That's the time of day, rather, the time of week where we help you manage your money with Mr. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, or as we and the rest of his friends call him, Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you too, sir. Today we're going to talk about HELOCs. And let me tell you, if you think HELOC is a professional wrestling move, you really need to listen because it's not, right?
Tommy, what happened was you and I were talking about refinancing some debt. Now that the interest rates have come down, the markets were reacting to the Fed's promises of starting to bring rates down. And they did. We covered that on other segments. But I just want to mention again for all our listeners that, you know, the market is anticipatory. So they started moving before the Fed actually moved. And now there's question about, and I'm saying this for a reason, there's question about how much they're going to move as we're going forward, because it seemed like the economy is stronger than they might have first thought. So we've got some rates that have started to pick up again to say, well, oh, well, they're not going to lower to the extent we originally thought, say, some lenders, and they're kicking some of the rates back up. I think rates right now are still lower than they were. A lot of lenders are saying, well, it might be penetration pricing or whatever they want to call it. They're saying, well, I want to attract some business, stuff that we may have lost a year ago when rates were peaking, were at their height. And the refinance thing, I keep bringing up like a, you know, just playing it again like a bad record, is so many people, I still keep bumping into them, that one guy called me, old Army buddy of mine, I got $50,000. He's a retired guy in his 70s, got 50 grand in credit card debt. What should I do with this?
Wait,
it's
what?
Like, holy cow. It's, yes.
How I mean, could that happen?
And Tom, you know, and for all our listeners, it's like, guys, we find ourselves in that. And I'm going to, for certain, I'm not picking on anybody.
No.
There was a lady I talked to in the beginning of the year. She makes about $120,000, $100,000 in credit card debt. And it's, I mean, it's daunting because I'm sure anybody will know, it goes on very quickly, but it doesn't come off that quickly unless you really are doubling down and tripling down or quadrupling on your payments. It's just, you know, a 20 plus, and in some cases almost 30% interest rate. That's, let's call them headwinds, you know, that the debt doesn't come off. So he had, in this person's case, and I want to bring that up specifically, but more generically, it's like, well, you know, what about your house? I'll own it free and clear. It's like not for a billionth of a second, in my humble opinion, other people's opinions may vary. But it's, why would you pay 25% thereabouts when you could make a, let's call it a 6% loan and get that extinguished and live a little bit better? The difference of the money comes directly to you. It's just not going to another financial institution. Don't cry yourself to sleep about them. But after we were talking about, I guess, the two different things when you introduced today as HELOCs, we were talking about a home equity loan or a second home equity loan called a second mortgage, and there are HELOCs. So I had some questions between last Friday and today. Wait, I thought those were the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is if you're saying it's a loan against your property that you own. Yes, we can check both of those boxes, but each one is different, and they're made that way. They're made to be different. They're made to be of convenience to the borrower. So that's what I thought to clean up a little bit this morning, talk a little bit more about it. But it's just for everybody. I mean, it still amazes me. Guys, I come across people on a regular basis. I mean, the loan I hear at the credit union, the loan officers deal with the majority of our members, but every now and then somebody will call me, people I've known over time and so on. And the, I guess it remains that the attempt to refinance and the attempt to move your debts around, if you have to have them, to move them around to better accommodate you, you're the borrower, you're going to pay the interest, but there's a way to move things around to make it better for you. And incidentally, I know I've talked about the former student of mine that was here, moved to Florida, got her first new car loan. It's been about a year and a quarter. Go in, they were happy to 11% interest at Toyota Motor Credit. And it's like, you know, at the height after interest rates had gone up, you shouldn't be paying more than 8%. Now she shouldn't be paying more than seven. It should be in the sixes. It's to this day, to this minute, she still has the 11% loan against a brand new car. She's got a credit. It's like it's, and I'm saying that to, again, just accent the idea that there's a certain amount of intimidation for people. And I'd be one to say that's the last thing you need to be is worried about what's somebody at the financial institutions are going to think. This is all day long. So this is like, you know, as about as nervous as going into, Rouse's and picking up a gallon of milk. Mm-hmm. I would have the same lackadaisity of going into somebody that's already loaned me money and said, I need to save money. What can you do? And let them start talking and let them start presenting solutions. But what we were talking about is if somebody has their home. Now, if you're renting, there's a whole nother kettle of fish because you're not borrowing against somebody else's property. If you have property in your asset pool in your life and you have a first mortgage on it, well, and what I'm hearing is, I'm trapped in my house, I can't refinance, I got a stellar rate, I'm at 2.9% for 30 years because I locked it in a couple of years ago. First of all, good for you, bravo. I was in the same place at a 2.7 till I sold that house, and so that went with it. But if you're sitting on that 2.9, it's like, well, you know, I have some equity in my home. I owe less than the house is worth. How do you determine that? You can get an appraisal. When you're going into making any loan anywhere, especially on property, somebody's going to want to appraise the property. If home values have gone up, you've got a little bit more wiggle room than you might think you have. So in the person in question, he's sitting on a house. He doesn't have a first mortgage. He doesn't have any mortgage on it. So my thing was, well, you're going to bring that 25, 6, and 7% down to 6, maybe 5, or in the 5s, and say that. So he doesn't have any mortgage. But typically, if you have your first mortgage, you can have a second mortgage. You go into your lender. Last Friday, I was saying I would start where you have your first mortgage. They have all your records. They have the appraisal. They did all the paperwork. They might cut you some slack on any closing cost or any fees there. You're coming back to them to give them more business, and they would take comfort in the fact that if you want a second mortgage, they would say, okay, we have both of those here on the same house, and we left ourselves, this is a financial institution talking, we left ourselves a little room that, you know, the house is worth a little bit more, maybe 10% more, 20% more than the both of the loans combined. But if you made a second mortgage, it's going to be just like your first. What does that mean? That they're going to give you a check at the end of that loan closing. I'm borrowing money to do this, this, and this, whatever those things are. You get a check, then you're going to have a monthly fixed payment and a fixed interest rate going forward. And you could say, in this person's case, I'm like, I don't know, don't drag it out. You might want a second mortgage or a first mortgage just to be like 5, 6, 7 years. And you'll get that one check. You're going to pay off all your credit card debt, anything else you want to pay off. And he asked me, he's like, well, while I'm being bold, what if I want to take a little trip? Okay. Well, as long as you got the equity in your house, the loan officer shouldn't have any heartburn about what you do, either a business or pleasure. Your house is used as collateral for both of these loans. So the fixed circumstance of the second mortgage. And yes, I can interject here. You could do that again, make it a third mortgage. You could do that again, make it a fourth mortgage. I don't see much of that. But you can. The law allows for things like that, and those could be put against your house. And people will match that off against certain needs they have in their life. If they want to buy something, use their house as collateral. You know what? I want to buy a new car. I don't want to get a car loan. I'll put it against my – if that's something that you want to do. Okay, those are the fixed parts. And somebody said, well, why don't I get a HELOC? Well, it's a credit line. That has variable interest very potentially, and it has a variable payment. You can choose, in most cases, how much you want to pay every month, as little as just the interest from the last payment, no principal. That turns out usually to be a very low payment. And or you could say, well, you know what? I'm going to pay the interest that's due, and I'm going to kick in a few dollars for the principal to bring that balance down. So HELOCs come very handy for people. So do second mortgages. Sitting down with a mortgage loan officer and understanding this better better meaning what is the best for you, because I need to talk generically while we're on the air, but it's these are loans against your home and against its value. Let's make sure all of these things are in that bucket. That you can have tax advantages. There have been some changes since the Trump years where they were having tax, they were cutting the pie a little bit differently on what you can deduct, but home mortgage interest generally, so the disclaimer here, check with your tax professional. You can get deductions even with a low rate. The effective rate is lower if the government's going to kick back some of that interest cost. I mean, it just makes sense, Tommy. And for people walking around with these large balance, whether it be credit card or other loans, personal loans, all those loans tend to have higher interest rates because there's no collateral behind them, and the financial institution is at the most risk.
Great advice, Mark. Thank you. We're out of time. You go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Quick note that Mark brought up last week. If you got a 2% interest rate on your mortgage, don't refinance. Instead, go with a HELOC and keep that 2% initial mortgage on your property. 756, quick look at traffic now, WWL.